MP George Galloway is in a deepening row over comments about what is the exact definition of rape. He's now been denounced by the leader of his own party, the Respect Party. Mr. Galloway was defending Julian Assange, the WikiLeaks founder, fighting extradition to Sweden, where he's facing sexual assault allegations. He denies those accusations. Mr. Galloway says he's guilty merely of, and we quote, bad sexual etiquette. Here's some of what the MP had to say in the podcast that sparked this latest controversy. And a wee word of warning here. Some of you might find these comments offensive. You may not wish your young children listening for the next few minutes, or you may wish to listen to something else. Let's listen to what George Galloway had to say.
Even taken at its worst, if the allegations made by these two women were true, 100% true, and even if a camera in the room captured them, they don't constitute rape. At least not rape as anyone with any sense can possibly recognize it. And somebody has to say this. Let's take woman A. Woman A met Julian Assange, invited him back to her flat, gave him dinner, went to bed with him, had consensual sex with him, claims that she woke up to him having sex with her again. Something which can happen, you know. I mean, not everybody needs to be asked prior to each insertion. Some people believe that when you go to bed with somebody, take off your clothes and have sex with them and then fall asleep, you're already in the sex game with them. It might be really bad manners not to have tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Do you mind if I do it again?"
There you are. That's the MP George Galloway. On the line with me now, columnist Fionnuala Meredith and Kate Copstick, owner of Erotic Review. Good morning to you both.
Good morning, Linda.
Kate, what are your thoughts on what George Galloway has said about rape?
Well, basically, I agree with him. I think that the rape laws really, really need looking at. I mean, they haven't changed much in a long, long time. And, you know, rape began as it was a crime of property, but with one man, you know, defiling or, taking another man's property. And it hasn't much changed. And we're no longer in the, you know, Victorian times or whatever. Most rapes, I'm just using the word because that's at the moment the only word we really have, aren't what we have in our minds, you know, the horrific, horrific experience that some women do have of being, you know, violently physically assaulted or terrified into having sex that they desperately don't want to have with a stranger who, you know, just leaps out at them.
But 91% of reported rapes involve someone the victim knows.
Exactly. And, you know, I don't know what percentage, but I would think a huge percent involves somebody with whom the victim has, on that occasion, gone out, had a rollicking good time, gone back to his or her flat, and given all the indications of consent. You know, and sometimes, I know because I used to be a lawyer, sometimes, you know, at its worst, rape is actually a retrospective crime. Because it's the following day or the following week that the woman decides, I don't know if I really fancied that. And it becomes rape in retrospect, which is deeply, deeply unfair.
Fionnuala Meredith, Kate's making points about the definition of rape. From where you stand, do you think rape is rape?
I do, Linda, and I don't normally take such a black or white view on things, but I think it's very dangerous to start diluting the definition of rape. Rape happens when a woman is forced into sex, and obviously there's many different kinds of rape, and Kate has already spoken about the extreme headline-grabbing violent kind where a woman is sort of unexpectedly attacked. There are all different kinds of rape, but I think if we start diluting the definition, we go down the road of, well, for example, this week we've had US Republican Congressman Todd Akin talking about something that he's made up in his head called legitimate rape. Now, what the heck is that? That doesn't even make sense. You know, you can't talk about legitimate and non-legitimate rape as though there's like a soft, cuddly kind of rape that's basically harmless and okay. So I think it's really important that we keep that very, very clear definition in mind.
Kate?
But I don't think there is. You know, it's women who are muddying the definition. If a woman, you know, I think the law needs looking at, because what is happening now is women are going out, young women are going out. They are, of their own volition, putting themselves in a position where their ability to consent is compromised, i.e. they voluntarily are getting extremely drunk, and then they are not, everything has consequences, and sometimes the consequences of going out and getting absolutely miraculous is that you wake up in bed with somebody you don't know having had sex with them.
So Fionnuala,
no, I don't think that's I agree.
I agree that's very ill-advised, but we're not actually talking about that. We're talking about the definition of rape, and we're talking about the self-indulgent, contrarian George Galloway, who loves nothing more than a bit of attention. But this old man is telling us how we define rape. Now, we must bear in mind, of course, that the allegations against Julian Assange are just that. They're allegations. He hasn't even been charged with anything yet. I personally think he should certainly get himself to Sweden and face up to those allegations, regardless of all the complexities around WikiLeaks. But I think the point comes back to the same thing, that we can't mess around with this fundamental definition. The conviction rapes, The conviction rapes for rapes are appalling. It's so difficult for women to go through that process and make those claims against someone who's attacked them. There was a survey a few years ago here in Northern Ireland carried out by Amnesty International, and it was really terrifying. It was a survey of students, and it showed that about half of them thought that in some ways rape was justified against a woman if she flirted or wore provocative clothing. Now, I may think it's not a great idea for women to go out and get blind drunk while wearing a tiny miniskirt that barely covers their buttocks, but you cannot start attributing blame on that basis. So if we start diluting the definition of rape, then that's where we go.
But why, I'm not saying blame is not a great word, and it's not a word that I would use.
But it is what you're doing, Kate, effectively.
But why don't we attribute... It's not about blame, it's about responsibility. Now, rape is basically... It's an assault. It's a form of assault. It's a very specific assault with a very specific weapon.
Kate, let me bring in a criminal defence lawyer. Kate, just one moment, if you would. I want to bring in a criminal defence solicitor, Julian Young, who can give us a legal definition. We're bandying words here, Julian Young. What is rape, legally?
Right, well, if you want the definition, it's rather unpleasant for an early morning listener, but it's effectively penetration of a woman where the woman doesn't consent to it, and the man doesn't reasonably believe that she does consent.
Reasonably believe.
And what is more, whether he reasonably believes has to be determined. In other words, he's got to show what steps he's taken to make sure that she does consent. I mean, saying nothing and lying there isn't a consent. Yes, please, or keep going, or whatever, is a consent. If somebody is drunk or comatose, unconscious, drugged, that isn't a consent.
If you're in bed with someone, you've had sex the night before, is that consent?
No, because maybe the woman didn't enjoy it and doesn't want to have it. She's fallen asleep, she's tired, it's finished at 2 o'clock in the morning and it's 7 o'clock in the morning, she's still half asleep, she doesn't want to sex for a second time. That isn't an implied consent. You sort of have to say, is it all right? And the answer is either yes or no. If the answer is no, that's it. Doesn't respond, that's it. If she said yes, continue, or perhaps she gives some indication that she wants.
And is that the case if you've been with someone for 1 week, 2 weeks, 2 months, 2 years, 20 years? Does that definition hold regardless?
Yes, 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 and yes. It does indeed. When a woman says no, it means no. It doesn't mean maybe, perhaps, or it might be a little bit of persuasion to say, well, come on, dear, perhaps you know you enjoyed it last time. Would you like to? She changes her mind voluntarily. But without a consent, that amounts to rape. And I mean, men have to understand that as a law stands at present, you have to ask. Any other view that because of somebody's half naked, lying in bed and have had sexual intercourse on one previous occasion is almost medieval in approach. We've moved on beyond there, and the law is getting more harsh. I mean, I accept, and one of your callers mentioned, that rape is a very difficult charge to prove. It's an unpleasant charge to bring before a court. It's an unpleasant experience for a woman, and don't think I'm being a male, I'm getting this wrong. But it's also a very difficult charge to prove because it's two people's word, one of whom says, I did consent. One of whom says she did consent. The other one says, no, I didn't.
So, Kate Copstick, there's no in-between. It is or it isn't.
That's what I think is wrong. It's what I was saying before. Rape is simply a form of assault. Now, legally, with every other form of assault, there are degrees of assault, and B, there are various defences.
So,
what's the word? You came up and insulted my mother, so I smacked you in the face.
Provocation.
Yeah. Sorry. I fail to see why we shouldn't look at the rape laws. Forget about the big bad word. Call it what it is, which is a form of assault, and allow defences or mitigations like provocation to be taken into account.
And Fionnuala, the definition is very clear.
Absolutely, and that's what I'm saying. We've got to stick to that. We can't water it down. We can't diminish it. As I said before, it's so difficult for women to even bring these cases, and the prospect of conviction is so small. Why make it even harder? Rape law should be absolutely enforced, and we must stick to this fundamental principle. It is quite simple. It's summed up in a few words. Rape is rape is rape. You cannot water it down because you're doing a great disservice to the innumerable women who have suffered this ignominious crime against them.
So that is indeed the situation. And of course, Julian Assange will face these charges if he returns. But the discussion will continue on what it will mean for young women who may well not be sure if they wish to report a rape, if they may be put off with this kind of discussion that is being had because of George Galloway's piece on YouTube. Thank you for joining me this morning, defence lawyer. Thank you for joining me, Julian Young, also Fionnuala Meredith and Kate Copstick.